Hello, GWA friends. Priest of Aphrodite here. Just wanted to give you a quick tutorial. This is a result of several conversations I've had in just the last couple of days about microphone setup. And while I don't consider myself an expert, I've got a couple suggestions that can be helpful. So if you've read through the mic selection and mounting, I'm going to just talk about the using a microphone situation. All right. So this is my normal sort of distance and everything else. And I'm actually going to be quiet for a minute because right now I have my fan running because it's hot here and AC's running. So there's actually a lot of noise or background noise in my room. So just by way of demonstration, I'm actually going to walk away from the mic just to let you hear what distance and angle sound like in a microphone here, because I want to go turn that fan off. So, all right. Okay, that's about 3 feet away. That is about 6 feet away and off to the side. And I will walk back to my microphone. Okay. So one of the things that I mentioned is distance. So I am about 18 inches away from the mic using my normal speaking voice. That is about 12 inches. And this is normally where I do most of my work, at maybe 6 to 8 inches away from the mic. If you were doing traditional podcasting, you might be a little further away. You know, you've all probably seen Joe Rogan and kind of where the mic sits relative to his mouth. The thing is, for GWA, we often want to hear all those, right? All those sounds. And in order to do those well, in my opinion, you've got to be closer to the mic than you might for normal speaking. But given the normal gain levels, this is, I don't know, maybe I'm 10 inches here, something like that. But point is, you want to check that out. So how do you check that out if you're a new person? So I'll talk about Audacity because that's what the majority of us use. So let's pretend you're plugged into your computer, laptop, whatever, with your mic, whether it's a small one or expensive one, and you fire up Audacity. Okay. So in Audacity, if you kind of look right under the tools menu, not the menu itself, but the icons, there is a little microphone. And that's actually the recording level. And so you can click on that and start monitoring. You can actually listen and see your background noise in the room itself. Now, of course, you can also speak and, you know, see where you're speaking. Now, given the distance that I'm speaking at, and I'm watching it, I'm hitting about minus 15 dB somewhere in there. If I get a little closer to the mic, that'll go up. And of course, it's a little louder. Now I'm up to about 8 dB. And you can see it on the waveform that I'm watching and see all that file, basically. So you want to set your distance and gain so that you're not overdriving the mic or clipping it, as it's sometimes called in the industry, once you get your distance set. So, all right, my distance is set. I'm comfortable with this distance. I can see my computer. I can see my script. I can see Audacity. You know, my mic's here just slightly off angle from my mouth, so you don't have all those pops and all that stuff. All right, so I'm going to play with the gain now. So this is me turning up the gain but maintaining the same distance. Now, that ugly sound you heard is clipping, and normally I would edit that crap out, but I'm going to leave it, and let me reset it back to about the same level as where it was. So that's gain. You want to get it set different. So you might also get closer to the mic and turn the gain down. So for some of you, if you have a lot of background noise, you may have to be closer to the mic like this and turn the gain down, because the higher the gain, the more you pick up background noise, right? So that's kind of the thing. So in fact, I will stop talking and give you a gain all the way test, and you can probably hear my computer fans. That's my chair. And you can probably hear noise in the background. So you don't want too much gain, but you want enough that you're balanced out from the background. Okay. You probably saw me talk about mounting, and here's the reason. Let me see if I can do this on my mic here. So if it's not shock mounted, every time you move your bed or you bump the table or whatever, you're going to hear this. All right, that's that low frequency bump. So that means you're bumping, and usually it's subtle. Those are probably pretty bad. Again, normally you'd edit that out. I'm going to leave it in this audio so you can see it. In fact, I may just post up the waveform so you can actually import it and look at it directly instead of just listen to it. So you can actually see what I'm saying while you watch it transpiring in Audacity. Now, the other thing that on both the Blue Yeti, frankly, on condenser mics too, is directionality. So if you get the mic turned the wrong way, it'll sound funny. Had that happen with somebody I was helping yesterday. All right, you'll also see talking about pop shields. I'm actually using two pop shields, one mounted on the mic itself, a traditional foam one, and then the little circle things that you buy, and mine's like 2 inches away. So let me take these off. All right, so there's the raw microphone. Now, if I happen to get a strong or a strong or right? Anything where air's coming out of my mouth, the strong consonants, you know, or if you're gonna speak something really strange, like, well, see, there's an upcoming Dune movie. So if I was gonna talk about the Kwisatzrak, okay, that's gonna sound pretty terrible without the pop shield. Anyway, that probably will sound terrible when I play that back. All right, let me put these back on. All right, so let's try that one again. Kwisatzrak. Okay, so not nearly as bad with the pop shield on and off. So some people are concerned about wet noises and stuff. Again, you can still make them. Just depends on your distance and gain, but highly recommend a pop filter, and you don't even have to buy them. Honestly, get a sock, not a stinky one, but, you know, like an athletic one, not just a thin one like the girls' no-shows, but an actual athletic sock. You can just cut it to length, put it around it. Could even be just the end of it, depending on your mic shape. So there you go. I'll see if I can get this posted up, and I won't do much to edit this. You know what? Actually, change my mind. Going to talk for just a minute about close mic work and ASMR stuff. I'm not an ASMR expert. Frankly, I think a lot of it's kind of silly, especially for GWA. However, there are certain times when you want an audio to sound or feel more intimate. So even once you've set your normal speaking distance, like I am now, you may want the listener to sound like you're getting right up in their ear. And so you can do that, again, if the pop filter distance is set. So I'll show you what that sounds like, all right? I am going to move right close to the mic, and I'm going to quiet down my voice. I call this sexy voice. Some people probably hate it. And you may have to adjust the gain just a little bit when you drop that voice level. But this way, you can whisper into the mic. And it sounds like it's very, very close in their ear. Anyway, that's a couple examples of spacing and distance, how to set it up properly, but also when to use distance and even gain to your advantage. All right, I think I'm done now.